On North Queensland's number one, 4CA.
Well, the excitement about what's going to be happening out at our international terminal is really building quite rapidly now, although there was a suggestion still fundamentally over a month away before we get, I think it was Singapore Airlines, wasn't it, in the Cairns Post this morning, tickets going on sale from 10 o'clock this morning. Now, I understand David Nye, Manager of Aviation and Business Development at our airports, just emerging from a media announcement. We're about to find out what it was all about. David, good morning.
Good morning, John.
What's been announced out there at the airport today? What was that all about?
It was the next piece in the puzzle, if you like, in terms of the recovery of international aviation, which was the formal announcement that I think you and I spoke about a couple of weeks ago. Singapore Airlines formally announcing their return to Cairns from the 28th of March. With three services per week initially, which is great news. Great news, obviously, because not only does Singapore Airlines connect our region to Singapore and Southeast Asia, but also provides connectivity from Europe, from India, and many places beyond Singapore. So it's kind of been the one that a lot of people have been hanging for in terms of this region,
yes.
Both from a tourism perspective, but also from a point of view of reconnecting with friends and family that they haven't seen for some time. So a very welcome announcement on many fronts.
Three services initially, as I understood, going back probably 4 or 5 weeks, it was going to be two services a week initially, growing to four. So it's probably better than most people expected.
Yeah, that's right. Initially, there was some hesitancy because of the lack of clarity around the border opening. I think, obviously, if you recall, the federal government was talking a little bit about Easter and then hopefully a little bit before Easter, and that obviously came forward quite rapidly to Monday, to the 21st of February, when tourists as well as other visa holders would be allowed to enter Australia. So so that's given Singapore Airlines a little bit of confidence that people overseas will get their head back in that tourism space. And kicking off with three flights is positive on a Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And that'll get obviously through to Easter. And I think we're under no illusions that it's not going to be opening the floodgates, but it's a real step in the right direction in terms of giving people confidence that they can board a plane in Europe, and with one stop in Singapore, they can be in our region.
Why are you so certain it's not opening the floodgates?
I think there's still a lack of consumer confidence globally in terms of Australia. There's still some negative publicity out there about Australia in terms of uncertainty around borders, because we do, as we've known over the last 2 years, not necessarily operate as one country when it comes to border restrictions and
yes.
testing regimes, etc.
Yes.
So I think, you know, the likes of Tourism Australia, Tourism Events Queensland have re-engaged with overseas markets. But I think I think initially it will take a little while for people to, I guess, have the confidence to travel a long way from home. And let's be honest, we are a long way from home for a lot of people. And so it's something that we will work on as a region. And so the good thing is that the airlines have the capacity to ramp up quite quickly. And certainly the discussions with Singapore Airlines are that they see the opportunity for them as being what we call the northern summer in the northern hemisphere, that sort of June, July period. So the next goal for us at the airport and with our stakeholders is to try and increase that frequency around that time when many Europeans have their summer holidays and can venture down to this part of the world.
Now, we're talking Singapore Airlines Mondays, Wednesdays and Fridays aboard a narrow-body Boeing 737-800NG. In what ways will it be different or better than the Silk Air service we were used to?
It'll basically be a full Singapore Airlines configuration. So it's been those aircraft have been completely stripped out effectively, and will have a Singapore Airlines product on board, which will mirror the Singapore Airlines product that is on the long haul services. So and the aircraft are branded Singapore Airlines. So the Silk Air brand has essentially been cast to the aviation history books, and those services that were originally operated by Silk are now Singapore Airlines. So in terms of consistency, in terms of brand, it's really good to know that people, if they're looking from Europe, can see an SQ or a Singapore Airlines flight number and product all the way through to their final destination. So it's good from that regard.
Now, David, March 28, which isn't that far off, can you get the big fire engines out? So they do that wonderful welcome. I love it. They get a fire engine either side with the hoses flat out up over the cabin. And it's a really, you know, traditional airline welcome when it's a significant event. And I think this is a very significant event.
Yeah, I mean, it's iconic. As you said, it's something that the airport, in conjunction with Air Services Australia, because they operate the fire trucks at airports around Australia, we do the welcome arch. And as you say, normally it's for new services, you know, new markets. But we did it last year in terms of return of some of the domestic services. We will for sure be out there making a lot of noise and a song and dance about welcoming Singapore Airlines back.
Well, it's a resurrection welcome arch, and I think that's legitimate. It's been a long 2 years. Always good to talk to you, David. Thank you.
No problem, John.
David Nye on the line. He's Manager of Aviation and Business Development at Alcairns Airport.